Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And then I see the tweet, Max Fried. What?
Interesting.
When the hell?
Last time he pitched was at the All-Star game.
He pitched in the All-Star game. So what? Oh, damn.
Turns out he felt a little funniness in his arm and then went out and pitched in the All-Star game anyway.
All right.
Not maybe my favorite thing I've ever heard, but.
All righty then.
It is what it is.
All right, so you go on game. You know, they can't keep the. It looked like a damn home run derby because they can't keep the ball in the park, blah, blah, blah. The Braves don't look like they might get this one. All of a sudden, you see maybe a routine play. You know, catcher gets up. Pop time was great, Bo. Pop time, pop.
Not a great throw.
Not a great throw, but hey, Ozzie goes down, so gets it.
Bang.
Bang.
Broken wrist.
What the blank.
Yep.
Now, Ozzie's out.
Yep. For a long time.
For a long time.
Yeah. Ozzie will be back for the playoffs, basically.
So Ozzie's out. Bam. And there you go right there. So you're like, oh, great. Great, great, great. So it didn't matter what the rest of the game. It didn't matter that Jesse Chavez came in and stunk it up.
Yep.
It didn't matter.
Yep.
Because Ozzie's gone. And then you don't know how. Like, damn. That. And they showed a replay. It's like, that don't look that bad.
Right.
Then,
it's so fluky.
But then you saw his hand was already swollen. So you're like, there we go with that. All right. So Ozzie's done. And now, what now?
Nacho Alvarez.
All right, Nacho!
This is not what we meant when we said we wanted to see Nacho Alvarez.
No.
I guess be careful what you wish for. But we were wanting to see this guy for about a month now, and you're going to get to see him. You're going to get to see him. They called him up. They also signed Whit Merrifield, who, you know, utility infielder, had been a Philly this year. He was an all-star last year. Whit was an all-star last year.
What's our guy that was the pitcher here that was an all-star that we forgot about?
Kirby Yates.
Yeah, Kirby's he's a closer?
Yeah, he's a closer now.
Oh, I didn't realize he was a closer now until they said
you wouldn't think he would be.
I wouldn't think he was
given
a closer.
Given the stuff that he doesn't
until
have.
Until they said it yesterday when I listened to it, he said some league high of closers, of saves. I was like, him?
That guy? did he grow a new arm?
I don't know.
Because closers normally throw about 101.
I did not realize he was a closer.
Yeah.
But, man, it's just, obviously, you love to see the young man come up and do all those things. Remember last time a young player came up, Vaughn Grissom, had an immediate impact, and they kind of league caught up with him and everything like that, and he was supposed to be this guy of the future right here in the center of your infield and all those different things. I'm anxious to see Nacho. Obviously, didn't want to see him in this, like you said, because of you lose Ozzie. But, it's always exciting when you can see these young prospects, especially when they're balling when they get here.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he's been playing really well, hitting the ball good. I mean, we might see him tonight. You know, somebody's got to play. Whether it's him or Merrifield, somebody's got to play tonight at second base.
Why wouldn't you play the game?
Play him.
Play him. Yeah, but not you.
The only reason not to, I guess, is because he has never played second base. He's a shortstop.
He's never played it?
Not at like a high level.
Oh.
But I mean,
it's just different angles.
Yeah. If you can play shortstop, you can play second base.
I would think so. I would think so.
It's a lot easier than if you can play second base and you play shortstop.
Yeah, I would think so.
If you can play second base, I guess maybe just a matter of like, I don't know what he would need to do. Come up and watch for a game and be like, oh, that's where the guy's
playing. Play
him tonight. Get him in the lineup. Hopefully he could be a little bit of a spark, because we were saying it before the show, like not to be negative, but it is what it is. It just kind of feels like one of those years, man. Like, if they're able to somehow make something out of this one,
yeah.
I mean, that'd be even more of a miracle than 2021 was.
Yeah.
But it sucks when anyone gets hurt. I don't want to say anyone getting hurt is better or worse than anyone else. But do all the exciting guys have to be hurt at the same time? Because, like, Ronald's hurt, Harris is hurt. Strider's hurt. Now Ozzie's hurt.
Yes.
Like, those are the most fun guys to watch on the team.
And then the other guys.
Those are guys with flair.
The other guys that are here stink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least if, like, Riley and Olsen are boring in general.
Yes.
But at least if they're hitting 40 or 50 home runs.
That's exciting.
Boring is good.
Right.
Now that they're boring and they suck.
Yes.
Like, it's so frustrating.
It's just bad.
Yeah,
it's
man.
But, I mean, I do think, I know, Ozzie probably will come back. You know, like you said, playoff time and everything like that. But, I mean, yeah, just like, damn, one thing after another. And you just, I mean, obviously this team still has a lot of talent. They do. And you're going to get Michael back eventually. And, you're going to get Ozzie back. And now you have this opportunity. Kelnick is doing his thing. I mean, he's holding. He's there.
He snapped an 0-for-25 on Saturday, so that was
which
good.
You just don't know what else to say. But other than you just got to keep going on, because I mean, you're not gonna get Ronald back.
Nope.
You know, you're not gonna get Spencer back.
Nope.
And like I said, you'll get Michael and you'll get Ozzie back eventually. But how effective will they be?
Yeah, and Max won't be out. Hopefully not that long. But it doesn't seem like it's gonna be that long of a thing. But I don't know, with him, stuff seems to linger.
Yep.
You know, last year it was kind of like, well, okay, this doesn't seem like that big of a deal. He's going to be back. He missed a lot of the year, more than half the year last year. So he had been healthy thus far this season. And outside of Strider, obviously that's a huge deal to have Strider get hurt early in the year and be out for the whole season. You had pretty good luck as far as injuries go with your starting pitching. And then Lopez and Sale being as good as they've been has been a real blessing.
Right.
But this was always going to happen at some point, with a starter,
mm-hmm.
whether it was Morton or it was, again, Morton was fantastic on Saturday. These guys damn near got swept over the weekend. Like, if Charlie Morton wasn't like his best self.
Way to go, Charlie!
And then Eddie Rosario out of nowhere.
Like, damn.
Because they couldn't hit anything on Saturday in that first game, and they scrapped out that win. Thank goodness they did, because obviously they lost the second game on Saturday and then lost yesterday. So, yeah, man, I don't know. It's tough. Every time you kind of hope maybe there's a little bit of momentum building here, something happens over there. Kind of looking towards the deadline, and maybe they can bolster this thing. Then you get two really important players hurt on the same day. And so now maybe your priorities are a little bit different going into the deadline, because you know how razor thin that margin is with starting pitching.
Yep.
Like, maybe you do want to go get another starting pitcher. Obviously they picked up Merrifield, who had been cut by the Phillies, to add to the roster, but that's not really like an answer. Like, you still need to do more than that probably as far as a trade goes. And then I don't know. I don't think Anthopoulos feels this way, but I wonder if it ever gets to the point where it's like, you know what? There's just a lot. Like, we can't make up for all this.
Yeah.
Let's just kind of see what we can do with these guys. Like, we need to sell off too much stuff to try to fix all these holes that we have.
But that was something we brought up last week, you know, and it was me. I was talking about, do they view it as just that right there? It just is what it is. Let's just see what we can get out this roster instead of having to give up a Smith Shaver or somebody like that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just to maybe make some noise instead of getting all your dudes back and add those dudes that you might lose or trade or put in a trade and put them combined with the dudes that you got.
That's never been his philosophy,
is true.
He's always tried to do at least a little bit to address the needs. Because remember, before 21's always the one that everybody goes back to. I mean, that's
did
like
you
the
see
most...
the home run Soler hit yesterday?
Soler?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Did you see the home run that Ohtani hit yesterday?
He hit that thing to Glendale.
I don't – look, like, I'm all for, like, advances in technology and all this kind of stuff, but – when we were kids and someone hit a ball like that, they would just lie to us and say it was 560 feet.
Yes.
Now it's like, oh, 470. No way. Yeah, right. When we were kids, that ball went 575 feet.
Yes.
I liked being lied to a lot more than I liked like actual stat cast. Well, you've got this and that, and that's actually how far it went. No, man. Like, Give me a five in front of it. I need a five. I need a five. That ball is the farthest hit baseball I've ever seen in my life.
The ball was in the parking lot.
The ball hit the ball. Dodger Stadium is the biggest baseball stadium in the major leagues.
Right.
Like, to hit it where he hit it at that stadium is insane. And then they were like, yep, 470.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Hell no, dude.
They're trying to tell us when you're like Mickey Mantle hit one like 600 feet.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Maybe he did.
Maybe he did. Then keep lying to me and tell me Ohtani did.
Mickey had.
I like the myth.
Mickey had unreal power for those days.
He must have.
Oh, man.
He must have.
Yeah, Mickey had like 2000 power back in the day. You know what I mean?
And like the pre-steroids?
Yeah, man. He was ahead of his time, dog. And he was smoking them squares.
He's just cigarettes and hangovers. That's what Mickey Mantle had.
Hey, some people play their best that way.
Hey, it's true.
Some people play their best that way.
No doubt. A lot of careers were made that way. All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.